Today is Friday, February 15th, 2019. Jade is back. Division 2 sales are strong. And new Fallout 76 content is here. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Happy Friday, everybody. My name is X1. Let's finish out the week strong. Mortal Kombat 11 is coming, and we just found out Jade is returning. That's right, Mortal Kombat 11 adds Jade to its roster of fighters. NetherRealm Studios has confirmed Jade is returning in the fight in Mortal Kombat 11. A new gameplay trailer for Jade dropped yesterday during the developer's Combat Cast live stream, and this is what NetherRealm said. Quote, now resurrected by an evil sorcerer, she serves the NetherRealm as an undead revenant. Death hasn't slowed Jade down, though. She still thrashes her enemies with her bow staff, razor rang, and patronizing putdowns. Super excited. If you're a Mortal Kombat fan, you've got to be excited. Jade is back. Resident Evil 2 Remake has got rave reviews. The critics are loving it, as are the gamers. Well, the DLC Ghost Survivor drops today. That's right, the Ghost Survivors focuses on other characters you never interacted with in Leon and Claire's adventure throughout Raccoon City's police station. However, unlike the Force Survivor, these three additional characters are not meant to make it through the zombie outbreak. In fact, some meant their demise prior to the events of the game, as you can discover their fate in Resident Evil 2's campaign. And the DLC Ghost Survivors expansion drops today. Go check it out if you are enjoying Resident Evil 2. This gives you another reason to jump back in. Very exciting stuff. Rainbow Six is one of those games that is just really been supported. Ubisoft has done a great job. Its competitive league is fantastic. Its online presence is on point, and it's a super fun game to play and to watch. And now, with a new season, there are more changes coming. In a story over at GameSpot by Jordan Remy, Ubisoft has announced the changes scheduled to go live in Rainbow Six Siege with the Y4S1 patch. The changes will first go live in Siege's test server on PC, where Ubisoft will monitor player feedback and make any necessary adjustments before pushing the update on all systems. Most of the changes coming in the patch are buffs and nerfs for operators. The patch will also address breaching charges as well, which Ubisoft wants to be, quote, safer and more comfortable for attackers to use. The charges will still be dangerous for defenders on the other side of the wall. Although no changes are scheduled this time, Ubisoft is also considering reworks for how shield-wielding operators worked, as well as buffs for Leon and Glaz and a nerf for Blitz. That's exciting. Again, Ubisoft has done such a great job of supporting Rainbow Six and continues to do so. We're going to have this game around for a very long time. If you guys remember, a couple weeks back, we talked about The Division 2 taking its game off of Steam and putting it on the Epic Store on PC. A lot of people thought that was a risk, that it might hurt the sales and the pre-orders of Division 2, but guess what? That's not been the case. The pre-orders are strong. They have more PC pre-orders than the original, even though they're not on Steam. Epic seems to be working out for them, the Epic Store. According to Ubisoft, quote, early indications are supportive as PC pre-orders are higher than for the first Division and pre-orders on the Ubisoft store are 6 times higher. We believe this deal is a long-term positive for Ubisoft. Being on the Epic store, quote, really helps to actually do more of our business on our own store and to have a better revenue per unit sold via the Epic deal. So altogether, it's really helped us go smoothly from Steam. There we go. The battle between Epic and Steam continues. New quests and events are coming to Fallout 76. That's right, in a story by Christopher Livingston over at PC Gamer, Bethesda announced today that in addition to the new PvP survival mode headed to Fallout 76, there will be a series of updates for those more interested in PvE called Wild Appalachia. The updates will be, quote, our first big content drop of the year and spans the next few months. In addition to new quests, events, and challenges, it will also bring new content to camps, crafting, and much more. Now, no specific details were given, though the announcement also promised a 2019 roadmap, which will arrive later this month. The Wild Appalachia updates will be on a weekly basis, with previews posted about the new features being added each week. Survival mode is still scheduled for a beta in March. Guess what, guys? That does us for the week, for the day. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. I will actually be back here on Tuesday. We won't have a show on Monday. Monday is President's Day here in the U.S. So for everybody that gets the day off here, have a great long weekend. I will see you Tuesday. Enjoy gaming. Game it up. A lot of betas out this weekend. We will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.